State Representative Craig Powell says the issue of single event permits is problematic. He says the legislature created the department and charged the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control with enforcing and often interpreting the laws. But he explains that some businesses were coming up with loopholes to be able to serve alcohol when they weren't otherwise permitted to do so. Call it working the system when the system makes it difficult.
If I were to at least try to explain the rationale for the potential denials of these single event permits, it would be that they saw that functions or entities that had a permit already were somehow attempting to circumvent, or at least in some cases were attempting to circumvent those existing permits by broadening the permit by saying, oh, let's just apply for a single event, let's just apply for a single event, let's just apply for another single event, when they were essentially getting the treatment of a license that they currently did not have or did not qualify for by going through the single event route.
He says different types of events should be addressed individually.
The Egyptian Theater in Park City, this is strictly a community event. They are individual events. It fits in a totally different class than something like, for instance, the Homestead Resort, which, as I understand, in Midway, was basically applying for types of permits that, as an ongoing business entity and operation that already had licenses, they didn't have these other licenses, and they wanted to try to be able to get some of that through single events. So there are different problems here that need to be addressed.
The enforcement agency, he says, good or bad, sometimes interprets the law. And in Utah, that interpretation may fall against businesses or events that are trying to serve alcohol. At least it makes it inconvenient, like the recent Savor the Summit event in Park City, in which 27 individual bars had to be set up on Main Street, a seeming contradiction in the law that aims to keep alcohol out of sight. Powell calls on the legislature to update the often what he calls arcane laws.
It ought to be the legislature making policy on these things. And unfortunately, as you know, I was stymied last year in my attempts to make some changes to Utah liquor laws with the separate dispensing requirement, et cetera. And I don't think we can have a policy at the Utah legislature that says, oh, we're just not going to pass any liquor amendments because it's too controversial or we don't want to make any changes. We are legislators. We're hired. We're elected to do this job and to make these changes. And we need to get in there and do the hard work and make the calls so that the bureaucrats in the agencies aren't put on the front line saying, well, we're just trying to interpret some arcane laws that you at the legislature passed.
Powell hopes the contradiction could instigate some conversation and change during next year's legislature.
I do think that there are some changes to that statute that are needed, and it has to do with whether they're nonprofits, whether they're a business, and whether it's a community or civic event. It could do with some tightening up and some redefinition in the statutory language, but if we're going to just abdicate that responsibility again, we're going to be subject to interpretation of the commission and their staff there. So I'm taking it on myself. I've got a bill file open that I want to at least make sure that that single event issue is something that we at the legislature are able to address for the changes and tweaks that it needs.
Further contradiction that he says seems devoid of common sense is a state government that wants less government interference, but when it comes to alcohol, interferes plenty.
We always need to use common sense, and I think that if we allow people to work on these policies and allow the legislature to at least have open public hearings and have public comment on them, we'll be able to get changes. If not, if we're just going to bury our head in the sand, we're going to see, once again, some pretty illogical consequences.
That's Utah State Representative Craig Powell. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.